Zvachim Peg Zayin, Mishne Dalet. Oyla Soif Shasol Lamato, Kemaise Chatos Lashem Chatos. So this is really a continuation of cases that we've had before, but there's going to be a chiddush over here. So what the case that we have over here is an Oyla Soif. If it's Asol Lamato, it's made, it was Hukrav, not where it's supposed to be. Another Soif is supposed to be Lamalo. And he did it mamish kemaisa chatos. He did it the same way legabi the havdolo and legabi the mitzvah azo. He did it exactly with the maisa chatos l'shem chatos. See, he's all in on chatos. Only one problem: it is an oilo. It was hukdash as an oilo. Rebbe Leza oimer moilin bo. Rebbe Leza says what's pashut is that l'chay the carbon is possible, but chol oifin it was brought in the wrong place, and it's also shalei lishma. Shalei lishma itself wouldn't passel because it's an oilo. But it was hukrav, and there's no din of azrika shalebim kaima to be machshuit. So therefore, what is it? It's a korban chatos without any heter. So what's a korban chatos without a heter? The reason why normally bosor of chatos after the zrika sadam and aktor semurim, there's no meilo, is because the bosor is not to be put on the mizbech. The bosor is to be eaten by kahanim. Over here, the basar is also to eat to Kahan. The carbon was possible. So what is it? It's kachim shenifsalu. So what is it? It stays kachim, and it does not have mila. I'm sorry, it does have mila. Rabbi Yeshua Omer ain't ma'elam bar. Rabbi Yeshua is mechadish achidish din. That since it was ason kemaisa chatos l'shem chatos, somehow the gabi this din of mi'ilo, of being omer in a state of hegdish, which would continue the chiv mi'ilo, which is only when it's in a state of being oimid lamizbeach, for that he was mafkia by making it, thinking it as a korban chatos, he's mafkia et midei mi'ilo, and the halacha is that we treat it like a chatos that was already after the zrikas adam hakrov semur. Very big chiddush, the chor over here. It's not. There's no heter. There's no achila gabi amizbeach. There's no achila sodom. Om Rebbe Leza. Ma'im chatos sheim oelim bo lishmo. A chatos, when it's made lishmo, the bosa becomes mutter lekayanim, so there's no meila like we said. Kisheshina shmo, when he brings a chatos shalo lishmo, it's possible. So there's no heter when he brings a chatos l'shem oilo. The halach is moilim bo because now it's possible. And if it's possible, it's oimid b'matziv hegdeshoi legabe chiv mi'ilo. So oilo shemoilim bo lishmo, an oilo even after it's brought properly. And the Bailam was Yotzi Dechevoso. The Bosa and the Murim go, it's Kulei Alam is back. Therefore, it's Oymid Bikdusha Soi. Because not Oymid Lachilas Odom. And therefore, the Din is that still has a Din Mi'ilo. So, Kishishino Eshmo, when he changes an Oilo and he brings it Shaloy Lishmo, ain't a Din Shiyimalubo? Shouldn't it be still Oymid Bekdeshoi? And should still have Din Mi'ilo? Oilo has more potential to stay in its mi'ilo state. Kal v'choymer, when it wasn't taken into a matzav of achilas kachem at all. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua loy. Im amarto b'chatos, you're showing from chatos, sheshine shmo l'shum oilo, a chatos that was gepasselt with a machsheva shaloy l'shmo, shekein shine shmo l'dov sheyesh b'mi'ilo. The machshova is not mafkiya midei mi'ilo because it's possible, but it also the machshova itself never redefined it as something she'em b'kedei mi'ilo, because he thought about a chatos l'shem oilo. Toimar b'oilo sheshine shmo l'shem chatos. If an oilo was brought and you were mishana l'shem chatos. Now, a regular oilo that you were mishana l'shem chatos is kosher, but it's still oimid b'mi'ilo, not because it's possible, but because it's kosher. It's oimid l'akrov, it's oimid l'akhtar al ha'mizbech. She'ken shine shmo l'dova she'em b'mi'ilo. I'm sorry, what are you going to say? You can't learn out from there by an oilo where he was mechadin l'shem chatos. So it's shaloy l'shmo. That itself wouldn't passel, but you did it kemaisa chatos. But the maisa chatos, it's a chatos that you were mechashev on, that you did it like a chatos, and the chatos hare is something which ain't ba mi'ilo. So it's not only important what status it has, but it's also important what the machshava and the maisa was done for. That's the point of Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, v'arei kach gadoshim, sheshochtam bidoroim, ushchotam l'shem kachim chalim yechichu. This is interesting. We haven't had so much in Shalei Lishmo the idea of Kodshim Kadoshim Sheshino Kodshim Kalim. If a person thinks that type of Machshava, Pashtus is not a Machshava Peselis. A person is Shechting a carbon oilo, and B'shas the Shechitu, the Zvik is Mechashiv L'shem Kodshim Kalim. That's not a specific name. It has to be an oilo L'shem Chatos, a Chatos L'shem oilo, an oilo L'shem Shlom, a Shlom L'shem oilo. But what happens if Kodshim Kadoshim, any carbon of Kodshim Kadoshim, a Chatos or an oilo, was Nishchat B'doroim, Kodshim Kadoshim is only Kodshim B'tzofim, so the carbon is possible. And he shechted l'shem kachim kalim. So as a psul shul adishma, plus the avoida was done as kachim kalim. Yoichichu will bring a raya sheken shina shmon. He brought it, he thought it, and he did it. L'dov v'shem b'mi'ilo. He brought it as kachim kalim. Kachim kalim, after hakrova, after shchita, kabbalah, eloch, zrika, does not have mi'ilo because it's oimid la'achila. So the halacha is that when he changed it to l'dov v'shem b'mi'ilo, umoyalin bohen, this does have mi'ilo, afata al titma aloilo. So if you see that thinking about something shame ba mi'ilo does not take away from the fact that the carbon which should have mi'ilo, i.e. the oilo that was brought, the chatos that was brought, it'll retain its status that it'll have mi'ilo. It wasn't yotza mikdei being oimid lemizbeach, or if it's possible, so then it wasn't yotza from its status. And it's possible, the thing you thought about Zayim B'Me'ila, the machshava that was poigim, that was poisel, the fact that it was about a dover Shayim B'Me'ila does not factor into being considered a dover Shayim B'Me'ila. That's his basic point. That's the point of Rebbe Elazar. We're not mechashav the about what he thought about. We're mechashav what was messed up. What is the kedusha of the carbon that's no good? Amar Rebbe Yeshua Loi. If you passel the shchita of kodesh kadoshim by shechting it bedorim, sheken shina shmon bedov sheyesh beisa veheter. This is a new word. Even kodesh kalim, Rabbi Yeshua sticks to his shita that when a korban which is miyuchid, boifim where now it's a dov sheyesh be mi'ilo, and the machshava the avoda paiselis was done as a dover shein by mi'ilo, the being done as a dover shein by mi'ilo is mafkir for mi'ilo. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. Says, but thinking about kodshim kalim, the fact that it stays in a state of yesh by mi'ilo is not a raya. Why? Because even what you call, even what Rabbi Elazar called a dover shein by mi'ilo, i.e. kodshim kalim, is yesh by mi'ilo. Why? Yesh by yisiv v'heter. Take a regular carbon, a shlomim. As soon as it shechted, there's no mi'ilo. It's possible, by the way, that it ain't but mi'ilo even while it's alive. But we won't go into that, whether kachim kalim, mom and bailam hu. Kachim kalim, as soon as it's shechted, as soon as the zrika, it's oimid la'achil la'achil asodam achil asabailam. But there is one chelik which is not oimid la'achil asodam. It's oimid la'achil asmizbech, haktar semurim, of course. That chelik yesh ba kedei mi'ilo. It's oimid la'mizbech, yesh ba mi'ilo. So Memelo, we don't see the machshava of having in mind the doing, rather doing the maisa of shechting the bidon, which is the kachim kalmdik a maisa, as being kiveyait, being mafkiyat from yeshba kadei mi'ilo, because even the imba kadei mi'ilo, there's still a chelik of it that's yeshba kadei mi'ilo. Toimari says, ba'oilo sheshine shmo bedov shekule heter, an oilo that was thought about, and it was nechshav on something which is kule heter, the only case that fits the bill of something which is kuloy en benilo is a chatas oif. And this goes back to what we discussed, that a chatas oif is unique in the fact that there's nothing that goes al gabi hamizbeach. So a chatas oif, as soon as the malika, the mitzui, and the azor is done, it's not more than oimid l'achil. There is no milo. So doing an avoida, taking a oil asoif and being poigim and passeling it, yeah, but being keved as a chatos is mafkia, because you did the avoida and you were keved as something which is completely outside the confines of mi'ilo. It's a dovish eimbay mi'ilo, dovish akule hata. So it's a little bit complicated. Basically, the shakvatayin or belezin rishu is only a shakvataya in oil asoif that was done completely. B'mokim and b'machshava of chatasoif. Rabbi Yeshua is mechadish that since he thought and he was keveyet as a chatasoif, it's completely mafkiyat from day mi'ilo, even though be'etzem, it's psula amakdashim now. The carbon is possible. Not aimed lachila. But the thinking about something which is aimed by me'ila is mafkia the kvius of yesh b'kadei me'ila. That's the one case where you have that on a machshov of something that has and hasn't. Different parts have me'ila and some parts don't have me'ila. On that, that's not a kvius, that's mafkia the shame yesh b'kadei me'ila. Mishnah Hey, Molak b'smoil oy balaylo. So what we have over here is a case of a korban oif which is possible. Malik has to be done by yamin, it's avoida. It also has to be done by yoim. Rav brings the possible by yoim, it's avoisoi. Either way, it's a psul bakoidish. This is the term, the way this is called. It's called a psul bakoidish. That means that ba'etzim, the oif, is an oif. And Malika does not turn it into a nevela. So even though there's a pastels over here in the korban, but it's not nevela. Because it was oimid lemalika. It was just oimid lemalika the right time and the right way. Another case where something is also to eat, but it's not nevela, is shochat chulin bifnim. One takes an oif, and it's chulin, and he shechts it bifnim. There isn't, so it's not clear if it's deraisa derabbanan, that chulin shenishchetu bazar. It's the love of shechting not a carbon. A regular person shechting for a barbecue, and the azar is also. Whether the product of that shechit is also deraisa derabbanan is an issue, machlokes. But the ma'aseh was a regular oif shenishchat, so there's no reason why it should be nevela. Kochim bachutz is an isakaris shchute chutz, but lemaisa a nevela does nisht. It was shechted with a sakin. Einan mitam besavliya, the way we say that it's not nevela is einan mitam besavliya. Molak besakin. However, let's say he did a maisa malika with a sakin. Malika is meaningless with a sakin. The sakin is for shchita. Malika is done with the fingers. Molak chulim bifnim. He was molak an oif which has no shaychis to malika. So the malika is meaningless. That's as if the animal died by itself. Kochim bachutz, outside the confines of the azor, the maisa malika is a maisa memis. It's not a maisa shchita. Teirin shalahigi manum. There are birds that are lahigi manum. With now is not the time to learn about it, but there's a din when the when teirin, which are younger oifos, when they become roy lahakrova. And the same is true, b'nei yoyne sh'ovaz manum. B'nei yoyne is the more mature birds. When it's ovaz manum, and it's possible, so then we don't see it as a meisen kochim, a proper meisen kochim. She yovash gapa, it had a mum, a proper mum, that the one wing was shriveled up. The shenismis eino, the eye is blinded. The shenikto raglo, is missing a limb. Mitama bebeis ablia, why? All these things, the marshal, the din of not shechting, not doing malika on an oif, which is a balmum, is not a pastlos in a meiser kochim. It's not royal kochim. If it's the wrong age, lahigias mane, ovas mane, it's not royal kochim. It's not royal kochim. The malika is a meiser meim, it's not a meiser shchita. Zeaklal, kol shahoyu psula bakoidish, anything that's pastlos is in the shem avoido, ain't a mitam besabli, because there the malika justifies it. It's supposed to be nimlach, it just was done not under the right circumstances, and therefore, it's not mitam besabli. Because the malika is the right maisa, it didn't die me'el of loy psula bakoidish. Out of the realm of koidish, it's mitam besabli, because the malika is meaningless. If the malika is meaningless, then it died by itself. It's as if it was shot. V'chol ha'psulim shemolku, any psul haguf of the koyin, that means azara oinen shemolku, melikoson psula, ve'enon mitamis bebeis ablia. The carbon is pasul, that's true, because they're psuli avoida. But again, the pasul is by koydish, and therefore enon mitamis bebeis ablia. And we'll see in the next Mishnah that this chilik, which seems quite clear between psul by koydish and psul by koydish, is not so partial. Let's learn the next Mishnah behemshuv, Mishnah Vav. Molak v'nimtzo treifo. Now we have an interesting in between. There's a malika, and it's nimtzo treifo. Now what's the halacha normally? This is really Maseches Chulin. That when behem is shechted, if the shechita was done improperly, that means that there was something wrong with the knife slid, or the behem wasn't shechted with a knife, it was shot. The behem is a nevela. If the shechita was done properly, internally, there's something with one of the organs that renders the behemoth treifa. So there's no heter to eat, it's issa treifa, but the maisa shchita is enough of the maisa shchita to be moitzi midei nevelo, it's not mitame. It's also to eat out treifa. The issa of treifa, you could say, is a subcategory of issa nevelo. There's something wrong with the shchita that doesn't have a heter achilo, so it's like being also achilo. But it has somewhat of a maisa shchita, a deficient maisa shchita, and therefore, it's moitzi midei nevelo. Therefore, that it wasn't a proper korban because it's not roi l'kodesh. L'kodesh is a psul that's ainu b'kodesh. And the malika was done. L'chayra, then it should be a treifa. It should be, I'm sorry, it should be a nevela. Ramei oime ainu mitam bebeis ablia. Ramei is mechadish no. Since l'maise klape the malika, it should have been a good korban. L'maise was only nimtza treifa. So mel, it's enough that's ainu mitam bebeis ablia. Reb Yehuda oimim mitame bebeis avliya. It definitely is. And we explained to Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir l'chayra is chaylik. Om Reb Meir. Reb Meir dashens it with a kal v'chaymer. Mayim nivlas behem ashi mitame b'magul b'maso. Madoch a nevelo v'behem, which is mitame tumachamru v'magul b'maso. Shchitosim v'tayas is treifosim v'tumoso. Like we explained, shechting a behem, that's a treifo. Alkoponim is moitzi midei nevelo. It's also to eat, but it's not lamaisa, not mitame. We're discussing tumah, by the way. It's less man the polik. The molak v'nimtza treif, it's also to eat. It's a possible carbon. And it also has an issa treif. The question over here was l'gabi tumah. Tumah is beis ablia. So if behema shchita mitaheres treifosim tumasa, then nivlas oiv she'enu mitam b'mago b'maso. Nivlas oiv u'tzacha koil, even if it's an avela, but it's a tumah kalo, it's only mitam b'beis ablia. Any din shdei shchitotsu mitaheres treifosim tumasa. It makes sense that the shchita should help. So that's telling us, mamatzinu b'shchitosu shimachshata b'achil, the same way shchita, which is machshah b'achil, it's matir, and it also accomplishes even by a treifa, which is not muta b'achila, but it accomplishes metarezes treifosim tumoso. Af melikosu melika as well, shimachshata b'achila, by kochim, melika is machshah, it makes sense that shimimitarez treifosim tumoso. That is the limit of Reb Meir. Reb Yosi oimed dayo kinivlas behemo, shchitosu mitaharoso, avaloi melikosu. You're right. There is a concept by nivlas behema that shchitosu mitaharoso, but you have no makor that melikosu mitaharoso. It's true that there's a tzad hashove that shchita is the matir of a regular oif of chulin. Melika is the matir of an oif which is kochim. True. But to shteltsu that the koyach of shchita being mafkia, being mitar midei nevela, is true by melika as well, is a jump that we can't make. Now, l'chari, you can't learn out melika from shchita, but what about taking a korbon oif that was rendered a treifa, and you know that it's a treifa, and you shecht it? The shchita, l'chari, could be mafkia, because shchita is machshartoi, and we'll learn out that shchita is machshartoi also by a oif of a korbon. The Maisa, the Rav brings this move in the way in a Braisa, that this is two shittas Reb Yosi and Reb Meir. The Maisa, the shittas Reb Yehuda, that holds that Malika, I'm sorry, shchita as well, is not mahani b'treifa ba'if le'tzim in the nevel. That means that a Maisa shchita on a treifa of a behema, a Maisa shchita, is enough of a Maisa shchita to be moitzi from tumah chamura of tumas mago maso. But the tumah kala, which is a hemshech of achilo, of that's metam bebeis habliya, for that as well is not moitzi midei netumoso the shchita of an oif. He understands that that's not really part of our discussion, but that's his shita. Whereas Reb Meir and Reb Yosi never disputed that. They're only talking about whether the malika is matar. There is another shita of Yehuda that we alluded to in the previous mission. That is, Reb Yehuda might not hold of the distinction of Dovish Psula Bakadish, Dovish Ein Psula Bakadish, Legabe, being moitzi midei tumah, that we'll see later on in Mitzvah Shem, the ninth parak, a totally separate Indian.